At the Forum Theater in Jonesboro, an assistant director is rolling out the bed where Clara has her magical dream about her nutcracker turning into a prince. The dancers are in their last few nights of rehearsals and worried that some impending snow could cancel the final dress rehearsal. But the show must go on. 15-year-old Elizabeth Sprinkle of Jonesboro plays Clara.
It's really fun. I really enjoy it. It's a lot of work having to remember all the choreography and everything, but I've really enjoyed it so far.
The Nutcracker dates back to 1892, but ironically wasn't a success right away. Now many companies are finding that they have to stage a Nutcracker every holiday season. Jennifer Davis is principal of the Northwest Arkansas Conservatory of Classical Ballet.
Well, the Nutcracker is a really important part of most dance schools or ballet companies' repertoire. And the reason is that it's a very popular holiday production, and we're generally able to make some good money for our programs by doing it, but also just because it's such a wonderful opportunity for our dancers to participate in this kind of production. And everybody loves Nutcracker, as it's a holiday favorite.
Some companies have reported that the Nutcracker brings in as much as 60% of their ticket sales for the entire year and helps support every other show when funding for the arts can be very tight. Ballet Arkansas is reaching its milestone 40th anniversary of its Nutcracker this year. Associate Artistic Director Catherine Fothergill says they were looking over 40 years of playbills.
My favorite playbill is the 20th anniversary, and it talks about the 20 years of accomplishments of Ballet Arkansas, and it talks about where they want to go in the next 20 years. So it was really fun to look back, as well as to, you know, it's fun just to look at the way that our graphics have changed.
Let's get this show on the road.
Back in Jonesboro, the ballet is serious business.
I've been dancing for like all of my life. I've had to do point work for years and lots of conditioning to try and get the muscles to do all the stuff that I need to do.
That's 16-year-old Lexi Brooks, who will be dancing the role of the Sugar Plum Fairy. She says when people don't understand how hard ballet can be, she shows them her shoes, and then they usually get it. 16-year-old Tirza Levetter plays the Snow Queen.
You have to take really good care of your body. You can't get injured, can't get sick. You have to be in a really good mental state as well.
The Foundation of Arts stages the Nutcracker in Jonesboro November 16th to the 20th. The Northwest Arkansas Ballet Theater's Nutcracker is December 1st and 2nd. At the Arend Arts Center in Bentonville. Ballet Arkansas has its Nutcracker Spectacular at the Robinson Performance Hall in Little Rock, December 7th to the 9th. I'm Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Hot Springs Village. Those looking for a place filled with arts, culture, dining, and entertainment can find it at Hot Springs Village, where visitors can golf, boat, hike, and play all day. More information is available at explorethevillage.com. And from Simmons Bank, with more than 90 community-based locations in Arkansas providing banking and lending services. More information is available at simmonsbank.com. Simmons Bank. Dreams realized.